AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where the neighbors have come over for a visit.
On behalf of the American people, on behalf of Michelle and myself, it is my honor to welcome to the United States Prime Minister Justin Trudeau
of Canada, who along with President Obama is celebrating the closeness of the U.S.-Canada relationship.
While we have agreed on many things and disagreed on a few others, we remain united in a common purpose. Allies, partners, and friends.
Prime Minister Trudeau says his new Liberal government is promoting economic policies that resemble the Obama administration's proposals. The two men have been meeting this morning in the Oval Office. Tonight, the Republicans meet for another presidential candidates debate. Last night during the Democrats' debate, Hillary Clinton told the Univision Spanish language TV network that immigrants living here illegally should be given a chance to become citizens.
Of the people, the undocumented people living in our country, I do not want to see them deported. I want to see them on a path to citizenship.
Rival Bernie Sanders.
No, I will not deport children from the United States of America.
And can you promise not to deport immigrants who don't have a criminal record?
I can make that promise.
If you saw something, say something. A county executive in suburban Pittsburgh says if we're going to stop the kind of tragedy that happened last night at a backyard party, witnesses must come forward. At least two gunmen fired at partygoers, killing five and wounding three. The shooters got away. This morning, there's a massive manhunt underway in Pennsylvania. Two people are dead in an apparent murder-suicide in an engine factory in southern Indiana. Checking Wall Street for you, the Dow is down 50 points. This is AP Radio News. Somebody apparently has stolen a memory stick from Islamic State Group Internal Security Police. And the information on it is a treasure trove, says our David Rising in Berlin, where authorities are going over it.
These were basically questionnaires that asked 23 questions of recruits as they were being inducted into the Islamic State. It includes nationals from at least 51 countries, according to media reports, and they were obtained on the Turkey-Syria border.
Islamic militant fighters' real names, where they were from, telephone numbers, and even the names of those who recruited them. Vice President Joe Biden is in Jordan this morning, where he told U.S. troops that it'll take a long time to defeat the Islamic State group. But he says they're already on their heels. Vice President Biden also said that Islamic State militants do not pose an existential threat to the United States because, he told them, we've got you. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.